Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on travel. Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, has the insight and inside information on where you'll get bargains, a story behind travel rules, carry on. We'll talk about that in a moment as we focus on your travel needs here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running Clay Thurman. Thomas breaks it at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block. Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day. The carry-on rules are changing. Why?
It's a couple of carry-on things. I don't know if you saw the thing from Delta this week. They have something called valet. A valet service for carry-on luggage, and it's free from Delta. Really?
And what do they do?
Well, in Atlanta, they'll just let you put your bags in a bin area, and then they take it on the airplanes while you're sitting there waiting to get on the planes, and they clean up the planes. They got these guys that go in there and put your luggage right in your seat assignment, right above your seat. And I think if they're to speed up those single-aisle airplanes, like the 757s and the 737-800s on those long hauls, and now they're expanding it. It must work for them because now they're expanding it to their other hubs, Detroit, Minneapolis. So as long as you're flying on them and it's one of those long-haul flights, they'll take your bag on the plane for you and just put it in your overhead, and you just get to your seat and you look above, and your bag should be there.
So really?
That's and it's free.
All right, free. So but that's the good news. There are some other things that look like some are trying to limit the size of the bags again.
They have the worst baggage rules overseas anyway. I mean, they're usually about 14 pounds is about the maximum you can carry and all that. But they want to reduce the size of your carry-on bag. And so every bag can fit in nice and even, so you put it frontwards and all that. Here in the United States, most of the airlines, and we've seen it from all the legacy airlines, and even Southwest, what they've been trying to do is put bigger overheads in there so we can accommodate more bags for people, since many people don't want to check bags to avoid that baggage fee. So, I don't know. It'll be a battle on that one. But, again, if we do go overseas, and those are the rules, and they do accommodate them over, in, let's say, in Europe, and we decide not to do them here, you're going to be in a little hurt sometime in 4 or 5 years and say, well, my bag's good here in the United States, but you get to Europe, and I says, oh, sorry, Charlie, you're going to have to check that bag.
All right, so where are the bargains this week?
I would say London is a good one right now. Up and down the East Coast, I'm talking as much as $500 to $700 off, as long as you take off by July 15th, which is still a month from now. But we're looking at London that was selling for like $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500. Some cities like Philadelphia, Charlotte, Miami, and those are going for like $779. And which is a pretty dramatic decrease in price. And keep out for keep watching Paris and Amsterdam and Rome. We saw them last week all come in about 7.79. So this weekend we could see a whole bunch of stuff as we start getting late summer and fall, because
people are resisting because it's too damned expensive. They're resisting the prices. So this is a, at least the airlines are recognizing that and taking some of the action. I guess that's a good way of looking at it. You want to check out what fares there are to a destination you're looking for, go to bestfares.com. Tom Parsons from Best Fares here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.